הלך מסקב איזה דם בשיח ובשיח שחית אל פיר הצור לקיר יקידי מליחי ולהיתי דומי ולמולכי אחר כך ויוז מותה אפילו לבש לו קצת קושי, דמי קומש מלו I mean, what is the Ramoed? The Mechaber didn't say anything. I mean, the Mechaber said the same thing. The Mechaber calls a Vahakei Vahakach Mivashle. So he concludes. So what does he say? The Oz Muter Afilu Livashle. We need a Dohakoma. Oz Have Kisho קישור בוסו הוא מוטה לבש לי ואפילו עם בוסו כי תוסו גדה כמי שבשימי סבטה so what the Ramo is telling us is that even though the Mechaber said וקח מבש לי so I could think that וקח מבש לי קח מבש לי by itself because Levi Shie so Levi Shie So, after, but of course, if you're not Mileach, so then it can be Mileach. But if you are Mileach, so then you can be Mivashel after the Mileche. And it can't by itself. But together with Adachtiches Boso, I would say that since the chamber of the heart contains such an abundance of blood, so it contains such an abundance of blood, so even though he was kireya kidim liche, but we saw that a lot of dead blood, it has a tendency to dry up on the day of Nialev, so mimele, he shouldn't be allowed, even after Meliche, to be Mivashel with Tiches Achiris. Because maybe, I mean, I could, it's not so. But one could think, because a lot of the blood that was originally contained in the chamber of the heart, so dried up on the day of an Alev. As far as the heart itself is concerned, so since it's relatively smooth, so we are not worried less it will be Bileya. But when you cook it together with Adachtichas Boso, maybe some of the dam that dried up did not come out through Miliche, and then when you are Mivashel it, so it will be Niflat and be absorbed by Adachtichas. I mean, one could say that. It's not so. So it's Komashvalon, so that was the Ramo is telling us that we all smuter afilu levashlei even with tiches achiris.
Is the Ramo chelik on Mechaber?
No, chas v'shalom.
Oh, so I mean, he's just explaining.
Yeah, he just explained.
We shouldn't make a mistake.
Yeah. We shouldn't make a mistake. I mean that what the pshat in the Mechaber is. V'yeish machmiri levashlei rak tzeilineisle, rak tzeilineisle. So. פירוש אפילו על דקריה ומליחה, מחמירי לבשלי, זהירו שמו יבשלו בלא יקריה, אבל צלי נעשה על דקריה ומליחה קצת כשורבוס. Now, it's a matter of fact, we could give another pshat, as why the Ramo has to mention this agoye, the Oz Muter אפילו לבשלי, even though the Mechaber himself says it, והכך מבשלי, because the Ramo himself puts in right after that comment. He writes in another comment. V'yeish machmir levashlei rak tzeli neisei v'hakach mevashlei. So in other words, so the Ramo was trying to explain, since there is such a shita, that's a chumre, that is not mentioned in the Gemara, but there is such a chumre s'chesheni, that leiv, we should do what we do with COVID. I mean, COVID, so that we pass, that we have to be tzeilet, and then after we tzeilet the liver, we can boil it in a pot. But to boil it in a pot after meliche, that we cannot do. I mean, that's the pshat. Chametam says we can, but we pass that you cannot boil liver even after you salted it. But first you have to boil it. And then you cook it. And then you cook it. Then you boil it. So the melee. So there is such a shite that ligabi leiv also. You are only allowed to be mivashel the leiv after you boil it. So the melee, that's the reason as to why the Ramah put in this agoye. The os muter afilu livashle. Because if the Ramah didn't put it in, I could explain the mechaber. Halev miskabitz adam b'sichem shashchit. לפיכוך צורך לקורא כדים ליחה, ולהי צידום יהיו לו מולכי הכך, והכך מבש לי אפתר צלי, אפתר יוסלת. So the Ramah says, there is such a shite, but this is not what the Mechaber means. So the Ramah says, ויהיו the Mechaber means, ועוז מותר אפילו לבש לי. ויהוז מותר אפילו לבש לי. This Ramah is really explanatory of the Mechaber. That you shouldn't explain the Mechaber v'akach mevashlei after you are stealing. But it means v'akach mevashlei without intervening. But he says there is such a shite that you are not allowed to be mevashlei without intervening. First you have to be tailed. And then Yom Vashti. And it is interesting, I mean the Ramah does it many times, you see. So you see, in other words, you have to be on guard not to read the Mechaber together with the Ramah, because if you read the Mechaber together with Ramah, so then you will misinterpret the Mechaber. Suppose you read it together. You read it together. Halim miskabis adam b'sichem shashrikel lifich atzorot likorei kinim liche olei tzidome yul molche hakach v'yoz muter afilu levashle. V'yoz muter afilu levashle. Rav Yishei. V'yesh machmirin Livashli Raktilinisi, Vakach Mivashli. So it doesn't make sense. In other words, you have to read Halim Miskabistam Misim Shasil Tolkik and Lichotidom Mochar, Vakach, Vakach Mivashli. And then the Ramah put in certain words, but he put it in such a way that you can read it together. Vyesh Machmir and Livashli. It makes good sense, I mean. But then it will make the sense of the Ramah, of what of the Ramah says. You see, not of the Mechaber Shite. In order to understand, if you want to understand the Ramah Shite, you can read it together. But then you'll be reading what the Ramah says. You'll not be reading what the Mechaber says. If you want to know what Mechaber says, so you have to ignore, I mean, the Hagoye here of the Ramah, and just read the words of the Mechaber. All right. So he says, V'yesh machmirin p'yosh afil v'kri, yom v'yichem machmirin l'vashle, k'zir ha'shem y'vashlu v'lo y'kri, avol tzil n'yisi al v'kri, yom v'yichem k'tzaz, kishor boso, l'kam on'sim na'em vo, v'hakem y'vashle. So, I mean, the Shach says, according to that chumre, that you're not allowed to be mevashelet after miliche, so what do you have to do? You have to be tailor first. So if you have to be tailor first, you don't even have to make a real miliche. So then, you only have to make the kind of miliche that one makes on liver. So he doesn't make a real miliche, because liver you boil, so it doesn't require any milichet. But the minig is to make a slight milichet, but it's not the kind of milichet that first of all, you don't have to leave it kishiyol meal, you know, on the salting table. That's just a minig, I mean, to be mileach et ksas. So if we adopt this chumre of not boiling the leiv after milichet, after a thorough miliche, unless we first boil it, So then we don't even have to be meleachet. Just melechek tzas, the way you do it for living. So, aber zil al dikri om dikhek tzas kishor, bosor vikam al siminayim bov. Vahakim yivashl. Because of it, it has chatzor shkol kov zayin, veil ishan ezimok kibshinu aglach. Mi u b'deved, im boshluach akri om dikhek pshinu dishorek. Af yish machmirim, because it's a chumre that is not mentioned in the Gemara. Because of it, ashbat, simen tov kov samachalev, v'neich leiv, leiviv, af al pi shasifer in a maskir. רק לב בהימו, שכושר לשיקחו, מכל מוקים, מוקים מני אני מלב בהימו. That's really, he has a mocker in the Gemara in Helias. The Gemara in Helias says that לב is כושר לשיקחו. וכן רואי שניזור עם זה. Alright. מולכם לקורא קירי אחם לחוסי, ומותר אב על פי שנמלח עם אדם שבשיחי, דחיבי לי כך פלתי. So, ואף על גב דיגה בידם. As a matter of fact, last time we discussed the two pshotim that the Shach mentions. So he says, "Ve'afakal tikabi dam ben liyamrinu ki bilikach peyutei." Gdil ha-peyutei. And the question is, why does he have to be kereya, the leiv? Because in the chamber of the heart, so dam is contained the way dam is contained in a vessel. So that's dam ben. And when dam ben falls on Echtichas Boso, then we don't say Kibelikach Peyutei. So why do we say here Kibelikach Peyutei? So there are two pshot. Shanelev, one pshat is, Shanigabelev Dishie, it's relatively smooth, Pirish Cholok, in other words, doesn't have the tissue of the heart tissue does not have as many pores as the tissue of other Boso. Other Boso, it's relatively smooth. But it doesn't, the Gemara says, Shanalev Dishir, the Gemara in Psochim, find out. But it doesn't mean that it's Mameshir. It means it's relatively smooth. So the Mele, Ulinian Ze, Mehane Al Koponim, So according to Rashi and the Rambam, it means it's mamish shir. It's mamish smooth. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, so the leiv, even if you boil it in a pot, so is muta. Because on account of its smooth tissue, so it cannot be beleya. It cannot be beleya. So, but we don't pass like Rashi and the Rambam. We don't pass like Rashi and the Rambam. But relatively, it is smooth. So the mele, since it is relatively smooth, so it cannot absorb substantially, but only slightly. So since it can only absorb slightly the dam that is contained in its own chamber, so the mele, this dam bien, vis-a-vis the deif and halev, is treated like dam plate. Is treated like dam plate. So, why is there a difference between dam plate and dam bien? Dam plate we say kibelikach peyote. And dam bien, why? Because dam bien is thicker, more viscous than dam plate. But here, on account of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the heart, so it cannot be beleya, the thick drops of blood, but only the minute, thinned out droplets of blood. So memele, so those minute, thinned out droplets of blood have the same characteristic like dam plate. So, So, there is a shite, that even when you are Beleach Boso, the Ramon mentions a shite, that even when you are Beleach Boso, I mean, there's the Agoy Sharidure, Bishim Rabin Matisyo, and the Mordechai, that if you are meleach boso, that you didn't split open. That you didn't split open together with adach tichas boso, so then the adach tichas boso also become osa. And we do not say kibeli kach peyote. Why not? Because if you didn't split open the lave, so b'meile the dam that was contained in the chamber is absorbed by the adach tichas boso. And we do not say kibeli kach peyote because that's dam bed. But in regard vis-a-vis the lave itself, we do say kibeli kach peyote. Because the Devan Alev, the tissue of the Devan Alev, can only absorb the thinned out minute droplets of the dam, not the thick drops of dam. Mashenkin, the Adach Tichas Boso, that do not have such a relatively smooth tissue and have bigger pores, so the Adach Tichas Boso can absorb the thick drops of the dam of the chamber. Not the thinned out. As far as the thick drops that it absorbs, so you do not say kibeli kach peyote. That's the bed. So he says, "Roots of dam zel nisporas ayish bashvin shikos ba'goy lesapon shnei mochimei." I'm sure. Umari kosa. All right. So that's one reason as to why we say kibeli kach peyote. Even though the dam contained in the chamber of the heart is really dam ben, because leiv is shir. But then according to that explanation, it will only, the kibeli kach peyote will only apply to the leiv itself, not, it will not apply to the adach tichas boso that animach. But then there is another pshat, and the other pshat, מרי קוסה בגוי שרידו ראתם וכים שהוא קונוס צייך לולי אם כן על דמליך הוצליה מסייה ביש אדם תייך לולי וחוש יפסו דם פליט. So it's another reason as to why the dam שבחלל הלב is not treated like dam man but like dam plate, because it's mis al dimliche utzliye it's misyabe shay adam techloli. So memele, it is considered dam plate. So since that dam is misyabeish, so even in regard to the adach tichas boso of the tam nimlach, we also say kibeli kach peyote. Ufizeh pshite, yishor boso shen nimlach yimei, yishor. So in other words, so it all depends. If the dam of kibeli kach peyote ligabi dal dam shebelev is based upon leitishie, so the kule applies on ligabi leiv itself, but not ligabi adach tichas boso. If the reason is why it's treated as dam plate is because it's nisyabeish, so in mele it's dam plate, so the kule applies even ligabi the adach tichas boso. The tanim lach ui belei miu. הרשבו בתירס הבית של חידוש הברם פרק לבוס הקוסו של רמבן דליצלי בלאב וחשורי דביצלי אמרינון דשיע ואין בלי הכל. Then the Ramban shita is, I mentioned all these shitas, the Ramban shita is that it's really mamashia. It's mamashia. But this fact that it's shia is only of significance in regard to Tzli, but not in regard to Bishl. Not in regard to Bishl. So, the Bitzli Amrinon, the Shia, the Nibleye Klum, the Nire, so we don't even have to resort to Kibeli Kach Peyote. We don't even have to resort to Kibeli Kach Peyote. But by Tzli, we say that a Nibleye Klum, the Nire Shom Shechin Dasaran, Vachanam Nibleye Amrinon, the Shia, so maybe it's not in Bileya. Uvi Sifri Kosafti, she was Hashita Muchveres Bishaf. I mean, the Rambam and Rashi Shite is that it is so Shia that it's not Bileya. Even while the Bish, But the Ramban says, it is Shia. So al ditzli and al dimlicha, it's not belay at all. Not that it is belaya, but then kibele kachpeute. But it's not even belaya. It's not even belay at all. It's not even belay at all. Masheimkin al dibisho, it is belay. So the Shach says that the Shita Machveres is like the Ramban. V'cheniski marshal kerev l'abosom. V'nirali the nafkemine im acha shemim l'chaleiv nofal itziya v'shore mitam v'shia v'luibol afal gav v'osam v'shomosa. What would be the nafkemine between the Ramban Shia and the Shita, let's say, of Teisves? The Shita of Teisves, that the Teisves Shita is that it is Belaya, even while it's Li. But whatever is Nivla comes out again through Tzli. Through Tzli. And Ramban Shita is that it's Li Bishia, it's not even Belaya. Afkemine, the Shach says, a very simple Afkemine. Suppose the Leiv was Nivla. So suppose the Leiv was Nivla. It was Nikra, you split it open, and it was salted. And then it fell into Tzia. Now, if another Chtichas Boso falls into Tzia, it becomes Osa. Because when it falls into Tzia, so Komish B'Tzira Arikun Vushu, so then it's Bileya Dam. Masheim Kin, according to the Ramban, since Levi Shia, it's smooth, and it doesn't absorb, only Al Debi Shulmamesh it absorbs. But not al day tzli. So it certainly couldn't absorb al day kovush b'tzia. So according to Teisves, if the leiv that was nimlach dropped into tzia, so it becomes osa. Even according to Teisves, that it is, it does become osa. It does become osea, but then there'll be an eitze to make him licha acheres. Mashiim ken, according to Ramban, there won't be an eitze. It doesn't even become osea because Levi Shia. So it doesn't even absorb down from the tzir. The shon nafkmini machashim lechalif nof nitzir the shon tanashir ulibola afal gav di osa bishon osa uchlil sof siminayim. Aval im bishle b'lo ikriya osa. Dal di bishu b'leya. V'le amrin on di shia. V'le shayach me ki b'le kach peyote b'gdeiro. Do kom ashen of the men who b'gdeiro. Of course, that's not according to the shite of Rashi and Rambam. According to the shite of Rashi and Rambam, so even al di bishu it's not osa. All right. Aval im bishle b'kriya osa, chi samach k'neged alei. Now we see that there is a machlekes between, I mean, the Shach, the next Shach, really says that there is a machlekes between the two Nagoi Shachdor. So according to the two, so if you are mevashel the leiv, bilikriye. So we require in the whole Gdeire, you know, in everything that's in Gdeire, that it should have 60 measures, time the size of the whole leiv. Not just the value of the drops of blood contained in the chamber of the heart, but 60 times the volume, the size of the whole heart, the fluid blood contained in the chamber, together with the Tefnale, everything. And according to Akoi Sharidure, we only require Shishin neged the fluid blood contained in the chamber of the heart. V'chira mashma, midivri atur amchaber, da'afilu nimlach t'chilo, di'yotzo kvor kol adam shemipsar aleim. Because the Marshal, the Taz mentioned, but the Marshal tries to reconcile the two. The Agoi Sharidur and the two. And he says that there is no machlekes. When the two says that you need shishi, neged the whole volume of the leiv, not just shishim neged the fluid blood contained in the chamber of the heart, but neged the whole lev. So he has reference to a case where the lev was not nimlach. So in other words, we need shishim not only neged the blood contained in the chamber, but neged the blood contained, the latent blood contained in the daven of the lev. And since we don't know how much, some melee, we need shishim neged the whole volume of the lev, the blood and the tissue, everything, because we don't know how much latent blood is contained in the daven of the lev, in the daven of the lev. But, and when Agoy Sharidura says that we only need shishim neged the fluid blood, so here's reference to the case where the lev was nimlach. Some melee, the latent blood was extracted by the melichim. But the Shach says that from the Tur and the Mechabras Loshen, it's mashna, that even if the lev was nimlach, we still require shishim neged the whole lev. He says it's difficult to apply the tool to the case where it's loy nimlach. It's loy nimlach. If it's loy nimlach, why does the Torah say if the lev wasn't torn open, wasn't split open? If it's loy nimlach, even if the lev was split open, but since it was loy nimlach and we don't know how much latent blood was contained in the different lev, so we have to consider the maximum. What is the maximum? The size of the whole lev. So why does the Torah say in loy? Why does the Torah say in loy nikra? Monefshach. If he has reference to the case where it's loy nimlach, even if it's nikra. So obviously the Torah has reference to the case where it is nimlach. So then if it is nimlach and nikra, so it's mutar lagamrei. But if it's loy nikra, even though it was nimlach, so then we require shishim neged the whole lev because of the blood contained in the cholom. But it was nimlach. So how can we explain that? The answer is, it's not so easy to determine even approximately the volume of the blood contained in the chamber of the heart. So in explaining the Agoy Sharidure, so he says that why do we require only shishim neged the dam alev, not neged the whole alev, because it was nimlach. So in other words, that's the shita of the Agoy Sharidure, but the Torah is chelik. Ad kam l'sheinei v'imkin ha-Torah mechaber. Ha-Torah mechaber. V'siyayite de mayre nam l'gdero. Al koroch nimlach t'chilo. Keino yinire l'cheire. Avol mashal kosat b'isam heta shorei. V'sifrei perik l'abos asim m'mtes. Dimchochimonu liyashim sha'atur mayre kedem olich. Kedem olich. V'vein ha'deich ha'kevroshki. There is no doubt, insofar as the Sharidure is concerned, that the shita of the Sharidure is, we only require shishim neged the whole lev if it was not nimlach. But if it was nimlach v'lo nikra, we only require shishim neged damali. That's the shita of Shaduah. But the mashal wants to apply a tribute, the same view, to the two. So he says the two shita is not like that. The two shita is, even if it was nimlach the leiv, we still require, according to the two, shishim neged holali. There are two polygasharim. We feel that from nimlach tzor samin the kol leiv. We posekadu, gam b'yisa v'heter. So this letter gives a very strange reason as to why, even if it's nimlach, and so we require, if it wasn't split open, we require shishim neged the whole lady. So he doesn't say, as the Shach says, because it's difficult to determine even the exact size of the blood contained in the chamber. But he gives another reason, because since we have to be meleach mishnei tzdodim, so if he didn't split the leiv open, and later on it does split it open, so mainly it's considered that the meliche that was, because he didn't split it open. So in other words, if he didn't split it open, so he put salt here on this side of the leiv and on this side of the leiv. And he didn't split it open. But then later on, he split it open. So actually, there are two more sides upon which salt should be put. On this side and on this side. At the time he put the salt, it wasn't split open. So there were only this side and this side. But later on, after the salting, he did split it open. So the melech couldn't have taken out all the dam in the lathe. That's why we need shishim neged the whole lathe, not just neged the dam in the chamber of dam. So he says, but that's not a good reason. As you consider shema tam b'shemim shalom tzichem lichem shnei zudim. So v'im kelo in milach mufnim b'chutz v'im nire kein das mavi v'das harab sh'arehen gam heim posku yil simen samach tesim dalet daf un dere tzoch lichem shnei zudim v'af loche posku kam v'kirach milochose im muter el al kochoch. So kim shaliv, so we should ask the kashi, why do they say kirach milochose? But even the time of the salting, he only put salt here and here, and he didn't put salt here and here. Then he splits it open. When he splits it open after the meliche, so we get two sides of the lathe where salt was not placed. El al kochoch kim shalim nikavua b'kiticha chasova migabareish, because at the time of the salting, it wasn't split open yet. So it had a din of b'kiticha chasova. So at that time it only had this side and this side. So Memele, even though later on he does split it open, so he doesn't retroactively determine that insufficient salt was placed on the lake. Lakok kim shalim nikrua b'kter ha-sobok mi gabreish, uvehemes lo masosim zeh shimdovo bismak. Mil. So in other words, he says, the Marshal says, in respect to the Tur and the Mechaber, that when the Tur and the Mechaber say that we require shishim neged the whole leiv, not shishim, just neged the dam leiv, so the Marshal says that the Tur and the Mechaber have reference to a case where it wasn't nimlach, but if it was nimlach, so both the Tur and the Mechaber agree that we don't need shishim neged the whole leiv. So he says, no, as far as the Tur is concerned, so the Tur requires shishim neged the whole leiv, even if the leiv was nimlach. But as far as the Mechaber is concerned, we have to agree with the Mashal that the Mechaber only requires Shishi Megadol Leiv if it wasn't Nivlach. But if it was Nivlach, the Mechaber would require only Shishi Megadol Leiv. Why does it make that distinction between the Tur Shite and the Mechaber Shite? Because of what the Mechaber says in Simchon Beis, in connection with the Vridim and the Chutei Atzava. So, מיו אלכוהול דימם חבר צור לפור אם לא נמלך לך שבשים לחוב בייס למה שכוס מה טור ניצור שמה כן לכל החיטין כוס מזה לישני ואם תאי מעלו מו בצור שישי נגד כל החוטין בדם שבהן לסגי in other words if a person was שיכן בהימו so he is required to cut all the jugular veins because the blood after the שחיטה flows through the jugular veins. So suppose he wasn't minakif, he wasn't chaytech the vridin, and then he was mivashalet. So then we need shishim in the gdeire, so the Torah says that we need shishim neged all the chutin, chutei atzavo. So the Bes Yosef has the kashe, ואם תימה לא מצורך שישים נגד כל החוטים בדם שבהן לסגה, בדם שבהן לסגה, כבר לא עושם, כבר לא עושם הרש בו, זהו טעם לדובו, לידינו כמה נופק בנה, אבל, זה בסיוס לס, אבל הרם, כוס עבדים שער בדם שבחוטים, וניר עם דבור, so he is חלק, זה בסיוס לס, he is חלק על ביטור, and he says, in the case where someone was שייך את הבאימו, and he wasn't minach mechatech, minakev, the jugular veins, as he supposed. And then he was mevashel. He was mevashel. And so then we only need shishim, neged the dam contained in the chutei atzavo, not shishim neged the size of the chutei atzavo. That's how he passes. V'chein passing b'shechono urshon. אם כמשמע להדיה דספירה לי, דבידם של קונס ומאחות, נוכל לשם. In other words, so he says that the Rajbo Shite is, the business why we require Shishim, not just neged the dam contained in the Chutei Atzavo, but Shishim neged the whole size of the Chutei Atzavo, of all the Chutei Atzavo. So it's because it's hard to determine the exact content of dam contained. So, that's the Rajbo Shite. But the Mechaber paskens that over there we only need Shishim neged the dam hakonus b'sei chutei atzavo. Not the chutei atzavo, Shishim neged the chutei atzavo. So that means, so here too, so we see that the Mechaber doesn't agree with the Rajbo, that it's hard to determine the exact, or even the approximate dam content of the chutei atzavo. So maybe by the same logic, it's hard to determine the exact content of the exact dam content contained in the chamber of the heart. In came Mashmal Hedi, this feeling the dam should call it but mechot nuchomishari. Miyukosafti shomidakimeshe she gamaran sever do yadino mishayer ayin shom bitzorachim. So in other words, the Mashal says that there is no machlek between the Sharidur and the Tur. And the Sharidur has reference to the case where it was Nimlach, so then we require Shishim Olim like an Adam, HaKonet B'Sechalim. And the Tur has reference to the case where it was not Nimlach. So there is no machlek. However, the Shach says that there is a machlek between Sharidur and the Tur. And according to the Tur, it's hard to determine the exact dam content of the halal aleiv. So Meila, even if it was Nimlach, so but Loi Nikra, so we need Shishim neged the whole size of the aleiv. So in other words, the Mechaber Shite is like the sheet of the Ram, the way the Bes Yosef mentions it. even though the Shach says the Ran is not even muchach, that the Ran is chilek on the Shach and the Chit. Alright. Aber in bishul mitzri ose, achi sama kenegd alei, lo yadino kamen no pak minei. So the Rambam says, afilu bidike samech, halivatz me yose. So suppose you are mevashel, bilei kriye, so then, and there is shishi, in the adach tiches, negd the size of the leiv, so then, it's muter, because it's bottle is shishi. So he says, even in that event, only the other tichas are muter, but the lei will be oser. Tzolch yumtzas, gim dam chabakosaf oser, achi bisamer, mashma di bish bisamer, gam alei muter, uchivuya gam kim bes yosef. From the Russian of the mechaber doesn't say that even the lei is oser. It says, Avolim Bishlei, Biloi Kri Osa, what does it mean Osa? The Leib is Osa. Achei Samach Kenegad Aleib. So then, it's Mashma, the implication, the plain implication of the Lashon of Mechaber is that if there is Samach Kenegad Aleib, so then, the Leib is always Muta. So in other words, the Ramo Shite is Chelik on the Mechaber. So then he should say Yeshemri. He doesn't say Yeshemri. That's what we see, that there is a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramon. According to Mechaber, if you want Kerei Adalev and Yom Mevashlet, but in the other tiches there is Shishim Neged Alev, so even the Lev itself is Muta. Even the Lev itself is Muta. And according to the Ramon, the Lev itself is also. We can very well explain the reason is why the Mechaber says that even the Leiv itself is Muta. Why? Because the Mechaber paskens in Lechas Taruves, in Lechas Basa Becholov, all over. Like Rabbi Nefrai, that the whole Aloch of Tichon Atzeres Nevele applies only to Basa Becholov, not to any other Yisurim. So mainly here too, it's Muta. Then he says, Halev Otzmi Osa. Hatam kosav. What's the time? Is why the Ramo says the Leiv Atzmi is also even with Shishim. Hatam kosav it is chato shenivu b'shem Ariv b'koshet dure mishim dripomim hadam shebeleiv misyav mizbashe v'nisyav v'ishkulei b'chalal aleiv v'niye yitzelechutz. Yitzelechutz. So in other words, that's another reason. There are two separate explanations. I explained it the day before yesterday. So there are two separate explanations as to why the Leiv Atzmi is Osa. One time is because it's a Nisadok. But then we can say, no, that Nisadok doesn't apply here. Because upon what is based the time of Nisadok? Upon what is based the time of Nisadok? The time of his adobuk is based upon the fact that the chaticha that is dobuk to the Isa is first to absorb the Isa. And then later on, it spreads out to the rest of it there. But let's say the first 50 minutes of the cooking, so the leiv absorbs all the dam contained in the leiv. And then after the leiv has absorbed all the dam, so as you continue cooking, boiling it, so it begins to spread out. So for the first 50 minutes, it gave a tam of dam in the leiv. So mele we say now. So mele we could say that since that is the tam and that's the tam of the shach for isadom, the tam of the shach is not. The time of the task for his adobuk is something else, because it's possible that in the course of the cooking process, so that chaticha that is dobuk to the Isa was buoyed up and lifted, and at that moment that it was lifted above the level of the Reitev, so it was cooked by itself. So then it's considered as if it is, so we have to consider it as if at that moment it had been placed in a separate part by itself. So maybe it becomes osa. Then it answers the others. The others. All right. But the shachstam is that because it absorbs first, the chaticha dvuko b'liseam absorbs first. So maybe we could say that since the tissue of the heart is relatively smooth, so it doesn't absorb any more quickly than the other tichas basar, because it's relatively smooth. So, of course, if something has the same kind of pores as the other tichas basar, and it's closer to the dam, so in all probability, it will absorb first, before the other tichas basar. But the leiv has a handicap because it's handicapped in absorbing because it's relatively smooth. So the closeness to the more proximity of the leiv to the dam as compared with the proximity of the other tichas to the dam is counterbalanced by the fact that the other tichas basar have more pores than the leiv. So mele, the finale is that the other tichas basar are just as quick in absorbing the dam of the halal leiv as the leiv itself, even though the dam is relatively closer to the deifen aleiv than to the deifen of the other tichas basar, but it's more slow in absorbing because it's relatively smooth and the tissue of the other tichas basar is not relatively smooth. So he says like this: Haleiv atrios atam kozim tichas chato shimari begusha dure shuli pom adom shemli misyar mispashel misyar mishkul b'chaleiv v'nei tzilchutz. So the Levush explains it on the basis of Nasis Nevele. All right. So the Levush can be explained in two ways. Either, you see, because there are two explanations for the halacha of Isadom. One explanation is the explanation given by the Shach. In Simenayim Beis here, and in Simen Tzadik Beis. So, and that is that why do we say Isadom Kizoseh? Because the Isa Dovuk, the Chticha Advuko Isa, is more ready, is more quick in absorbing. So let's say for the first X number of minutes, so only the Chticha Duko has absorbed the Isa, while the other Chtichas Boson the Deiro have not as yet begun to absorb the Isa. So the Mele, it's Chticha Nasis Nevele. The other time is the time given, the other explanation is given by the Taz, because there is a possibility that in the course of the boiling process, so the Chticha Advuko was boiled up above the level of the Reitev, and that moment that it was lifted above the level of the Reitev, so it is to be considered as if it had been cooking by itself in a pot. Now, so the Ater Zov explains the reason as to why the leiv atzmei is osar, even though there is shishim, because ichtichan asas nevele. Now the Shach says we couldn't explain it on the basis because ichtichan asas nevele. Why? Because since the leiv is shie, so nevele doesn't absorb any more readily than the other ichtichas basar. So we could say that the Ater Zov holds that the reason as to why Isadovuk is Osea is because of the possibility and the likelihood that it was buoyed up. So the Mele, even though the Levi Shie, But if it was cooked for a certain moment, it was cooked by itself. So then it was Bileya. So the leiv was Bileya, just the dam of the leiv. And that's one pshat in the levush. Another pshat in the levush is that whereas the shach holds that on account of the relative smoothness of the leiv, so mele, the leiv, in spite of its relative proximity to the dam, is not anymore ready to absorb, is not anymore quick to absorb the dam, then so the levush might hold that even though this tissue of the leiv is relatively smooth, whereas the tissue of the other tichas boso are not so smooth, have bigger pores, but at the same time, the leiv is capable of absorbing the dam more readily and more quickly than the other tichas boso on account of the close proximity of the dam. After all, the dam is contained in the chamber of the heart. So in spite of the relative smoothness, it's still more quick to absorb. The shach holds that on account of the relative smoothness, so it's not more quick in absorbing than the tichas boso. And the levush holds that in spite of the relative smoothness of the tissue of the leiv, it's still more quick in absorbing the dam than the adach tichas boso. Right. So he says, v'afil b'di kesamech, halev atzmi osa, v'yiklev me'at soviv alev, perush, אם נסבשת הלב עם אוהב בעניין שיש בכתיך עצמו סמך אפילו הוכה צורך קליפה כיוון דקוונים לכם ונסה כדי קליפה. In other words, if he was מסבשת the leiv in the eiv and below it kriye, so then even if there is סמך, so the Mechaber says, if there is Samech, everything is Muter, all the Chtiches. So according to the Mechaber, you don't have to peel off from the other Chtiches Boso that were cooked together with the leiv, anything. But the Ramo says that even though there is Shishim in the other Chtiches, neged the leiv, so you cannot just take out all the Chtiches Boso and eat them like this, the way they were cooked. But you, from the surface of each chatiche, you have to peel off kidei klipi from every surface. Why? Because, but there is shishim. Now, whenever you have shishim, you don't have to be kaleiv. The answer is, here, kidei klipi of the other chatiches became moser before you put the leiv and the other chatiches in the pot. Before he put the leiv and the other chatiches in the pot, he was meleach. So he put the leiv and the other chatiches on the salting pot. So the leiv might have been in contact in the course of salting with each and every chatiche, even though it's not necessarily so. I mean, the leiv could have been in the course of the salting process only in contact with one particular chatiche and not with other chatiches. But since we don't know, I mean, no one takes a picture of the leiv at the time it is kept on the salting board with other chatiches. And usually when a person salts chatiches boso, so he keeps on moving, let's say, when a chatiches boso that was originally placed here on top of the salting board might a minute later be placed at the bottom. So the mele, we have to assume that the delay in the course of the salting was in contact with every chtiches boso. So before he put the leiv and the other chtiches boso in the pot to be cooked, So they became more sad through Maliach HaRekaseach. But through Maliach HaRekaseach, how much did it answer the other Hatichas? Did the Leib answer the other Hatichas? Only Kedei Klipe. So the Mele, so Kedei Klipe became more sad even before the Bishul. So the Mele, it's not shayach to say that after the Bishul, since the Yishishim, so it shall be Muta. It became more sad already. And that before he put them in the pot. So it couldn't become Muta as a result of placing everything in the pot. So that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam says, v'yiflek mi'atzon ivalei. Pirush v'nizbash alev mei b'yishim v'tichah atzmo samech av lochen tzorech klipe kim v'nikol nim lachi mei v'nesa kine klipe. So he says, v'yish machmirem b'yafim v'yiche l'esir shor boso shenim lachi mei v'emrim d'le amrinon ki b'yle kach b'yltei gabi dam halev hakonet b'sechei. Because the question that is raised by all the Shenim, how can we apply the halacha of Kibbeli Kach Beltei Ligabi Daleid? And the Mishnah says, Dach Kuftes Echum, that Loi Kore, before Melicha, so it's Kere Acha Melichose. So the question is, how can we say Kibbeli Kach Beltei, it's Dam Be'en? So there are two pshat. One pshat is, because the Dam in the chamber of the heart is Nisyavish, so Melech it has a din of Dam Pleite. So according to that explanation, So we say Kibbeli Kach Beltei even in respect to the Adach Tichas Boso that was salted together the leiv. And the other explanation is because Shana leiv the Shia. So then, according to that explanation, so we apply Kibbeli Kach Beltei only in regard to the Deifen Aleiv, but not in regard to the Adach Tichas Boso. So that's that cheating. That the only reason as to why the Gemara says Kiri Acham Lechosei, because Kibbeli Kach Beltei is because we combine Kibbeli Kach Beltei with Leib Nishie. So that's only Shayach Ligabei the Difna Leib, but it's not Shayach Ligabei the Adach Hatichas Boso. Leser Shor Boso Shinim Lachimei, but so Memele, so this Shite, this Yeshemrim is really adapting two Chumras. One Chumrei is that the reason as to why we say Kibbeli Kach Beltei in connection with the Dam Shebechol Aleiv is because Shana Aleiv the Shia. So the Mele it will not apply to the Adach Tichas Boso. And then, but if we had adapted only that Chumrei, we should still not ask that. All the Adach Tichas Boso that one Nim Lachimei. Because Moliach HaRei Kereseach can only be Mavliach Kedei Klipe, but not completely. And this Yishemrim says, V'yesh Machmirin B'yafilo B'mdiche L'eser Shom Boso Shinim Lachimei V'yemrim D'le Amrinah Kibbeli Kach Beltei Gav Dam Aleiv HaKonei B'seichei Dav Dam Mamish L'Mikadam Pleite. So Mele, all the Tichas Boso that was salted on the salting board, together with the leiv, become osa. Why should they all become osa? Let us just be caliv from the surface. Moliach HaRei Kereseach, but only the klipe. So this Yishemrim is adapting another chumre, because einun upkim lehafchim bein kochush lishomein. So mele we have to treat every chas bosar shomein, and by shomein, so the halacha is that Moliach HaRei Kereseach is mavliya bekilei. So that's why this Yishemrim says that all the Chtiches Boso that was salted together with the Leiv are Oser. So he says, Leser Shobo Shunim Achime, Ava Alim Atzim Muta, Dul Kach Mani Shiosi, Dul Ibleya Rach Miat, Ul Gav Didei, Vashu Dam Tvete, Hamaat Shebeleya, Ava Gav Shobo So, Mechshav Damamesh, Atkar Lashin Tiras Chatos, Dibbeis, Vuya Bagwe Shari Dureshom, Da Eishrim Boso Shinim Lacholof, Eishrim Name Boso Shinitzli, Nei, Mahay Taime, Da Have Dam Bien. So in other words, so the same thing applies to Tzli. Suppose you took the leaf, you didn't split it open, and you put it on the spit, and then on the spit you put Adach Tichas Boso. Adach Tichas Boso, so Adach Tichas Boso will also become Oseh, and we won't take it Kibbeli Kach Beltei even in the case of Tzli. Why? Because when Dam Be'en falls on Adach Tichas Boso that is lying on the spit, being boiled, so we don't say kibbutz karpinti. So he also, the dam halal aleiv, has a din of dam ben. Umashal bizarre, so he said, Koaboso. Luin shapir agafchu, veivevi. Dagoi sharidure, he said, I'm going to have to loy binslie. Ufizeo raf shechoshes liva, goi sharidure. Lahachmer kede klipe miniche, enochaname sli machmer kede mitile. Now, how does Rabo pasken? The Rabo doesn't pasken like both chumres of the Agoi Sharidure, the Yesh Machmire, because the Agoi Sharidure adapts to Chumres. First, that the reason as to why we say Kibeli Karpente is because Shana Leib Dishie, so Mele it will not apply to the Adachtiches Boso. Secondly, that we treat it like Dovo Shomer, like Dovo Shomer. But the Rambam paskens no, that we only require the klipe in the other tiches boso, because we certainly have isrex leke. First of all, maybe the reason is why we say kibeli karpente is because the dam is nisyabish bichlole. So mele it's not so it is cleaned out through, by virtue of the fact that it's nisyabish. So mele it has a din of dam plate. So mele it has a din of dam plate. And assuming that the pshat in kibeli karpente is because of shana leiv dishie, but maybe it's not in Dovo Shomer. Maybe it's not in Dovo Shomer. So we certainly have isrex veke, and not only an ordinary isrex veke, because the Rambo himself is disposed towards the shite that the reason as to why we say kibeli karpente l'gabeleiv is because it's nisyavish. So in mele we shouldn't even require kiliklipe in adachtiches. But mitzat chumre requires kiliklipe. But to be machmir, one chumre on top of another chumre, in other words, to because of the possibility that it's in Dovo Shomer, that the Rambam doesn't do. So in mele the Shach says, according to the psak of the Rambam, suppose you were tzele the leiv together with adachtiches boso on the spit, and the leiv was not split open. So then, we would, according to the psak of the Rambam, would be that we have to be to peel off kidei nitile, because by milichets kidei klipe, but sliasers kidei nitile. This is what he says. Uvizeo rav shechoshes liva goi sharidure. לאחר כדי קליפה במניחה אינו חנאמה דבצלי מאחר כדי נטילה כי בדבר מוכר כמו בצלי בדרך הוא נטילה רק שונו מחמירים בסמך הולכם עוד סימן קופי סביבכם גם בבריטים בסימן חובי סוס מערב כדי ומחבר תמצאו לשולים יחת הסביבו כדי נטילה וכן כוס ורש בתרס הבאי סאוך תחי יחד גם בבריטים צורך נטילה הועדים בלי תאמין so that's the psak of the Rambam. The Tzach of the Rambam, I mean, that's the way you pass. If a leiv was salted, I mean, this is the kind of shaila that comes up many times. Comes up many times because, first of all, I mean, there are very few women who make kosher their own meat. I mean, that's very few women. So most Orthodox women, so they buy it kosher meat. And so the butchers are those who make kosher the meat. And it happens many, many times that when a chicken is delivered by the butcher, so we see that the leiv was not split open. Was not just left intact, not split open. So that means that the butcher salted the leiv without splitting the leiv open, he salted the leiv together with the adachtiches boso. But as far as the chicken is concerned, so the Mishchonor says, "Ein eifshali hei be shishim keneged libe umuter afu idomik be." So then it doesn't answer because there is shishim. But sometimes when it's not salted, not the whole chicken.